Evict Elon.
Evict Elon.
Evict Elon.
Evict Elon.
Who are we?
AFGE.
Who are we?
The American Federation of Government Employees, or AFGE, held a rally Tuesday in front of the U.S. Office of Personnel Management in Washington, D.C. to protest Elon Musk and his Department of Government Efficiency's recent mass firing and villainizing of federal employees. AFGE represents more than 800,000 federal employees nationwide. AFGE President Everett Kelly spoke against Musk and his department, also known as DOGE.
Did we elect Elon Musk?
Hell no.
No. Are we going to keep playing the twisted little game that he's playing?
No.
No. Now, I've stated several times, if you want to find a way to do a job more efficiently, then talk to the people that's doing it.
That's right.
Right? But what I've realized, AFGE, is that Elon doesn't care about efficiency. He doesn't care about federal workers, and he doesn't care about the American people. DOGE stand for Disrespect Our Government Employee.
Right.
Now, in my 44 years with AFGE, I have never seen the blatant disdain and disrespect for federal employee that we're seeing here today.
The Office of Personnel Management, or OPM, is the chief human resources agency and personnel policy manager for the federal government. OPM includes the Office of the Inspector General, which monitors federal agencies against waste, fraud, and abuse. Elon's DOGE has set up shop inside of OPM, taking over the director's suite and appropriating the agency's authority to conduct its own mission of dismantling many federal programs and agencies. DOGE reportedly aims to eventually fire up to 75% of the federal workforce, or roughly 2.2 million employees. AFGE was joined at the rally by five Democratic congresspeople. Here's Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen.
Appreciate you, sir.
Are we going to stop the war on America's workforce?
Yes!
You bet we are, and I want to thank AFGE for being here and being the voices for so many federal employees.
Yes, sir.
We're here today to stand with the patriotic federal employees here at OPM and other places around the government, and we're also here to say we will not stand for Elon Musk's illegal operation. Are we going to stand for that? Hell no.
No.
We have to shut down this illegal operation.
Yes.
And they decided to make OPM their sort of headquarters for this illegal operation. So right. Are we going to evict Elon Musk and DOGE from OPM?
Yeah.
You bet we are.
AFGE held its rally to counter the President's State of the Union address also on Tuesday. Around the country, protesters gathered at state capitals and in front of Tesla showrooms to voice their disapproval of the direction Musk and Trump are taking the country. At the AFGE rally, several members of Congress vowed not to attend the address, like Congressman Kwesi Mfume.
No, I will not be there tonight.
That's right.
Yeah. Elon Musk and Donald Trump are destroying the State of the Union.
Yeah.
I don't know why I should be there to sit and listen to him try to convince me of otherwise. The people in this building and in federal buildings all across this country, they need support, they need help.
Yes.
And we can't let them down.
No.
I know the odds look like they're overwhelming, but that's how most fights look.
Yeah.
We will win this, we will resist this, and we will find a way to unify all over this country, no matter what state you're in, no matter what department in. When we fight,
we win!
AFGE, right, along with other unions representing federal employees like AFSCME, have filed lawsuits against DOGE-controlled OPM, contesting the mass firing of federal employees without due process. Last Friday, a federal judge in California ruled that OPM's firings were wholly illegal. Labor leaders across the country called the decision a victory, an important first step in the fight to protect federal workers and important federal services, both at home and abroad. It is unclear when and whether the ruling might result in tangible benefits for federal workers who had already been fired. Already, some agencies are rehiring previously terminated employees. Others, though, are still proceeding with layoffs. For KPFA, I'm Jacques Liebarger-Martel.